Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're really excited it's Friday because we want to go to the weekend, but we're more excited about what's happening on Monday.
What's that?
Now, I know you heard the Beat the Bank vault is closed.
Mm-hmm.
But starting Monday, the Beat the Bank ATM is open, and you can win $5,000. What time should we listen to call in, Big Al Mac?
7:20 and 8:20 Central each weekday.
And here's what's going to happen. We're going to give you the four numbers and the ATM PIN code. Now, it's not going to be the actual PIN code. We're just going to give you the four numbers in that PIN code. Then two callers each get to try a code in the ATM. If your code ends up working, the ATM is going to spit out $5,000, make it rain on you instantly, just
mo
like
money,
that.
More money, more money.
So the PIN code is actually going to stay the same until someone does win. So we suggest you listen throughout the show. Write those codes that you hear down.
Right.
That way, if you do get in, you don't waste your chance to win $5,000.
Yeah, you don't want to guess something that's already been guessed.
Yeah, get a group in the office to, make sure that you guys have all the numbers that have been guessed. Now, when someone does win, we will reload the ATM. And then we'll change the pin, and we'll play again.
Okay.
Just like that. So make sure you're listening. Keep track of those codes so you don't waste your chance to win $5,000 starting on Monday with Beat the Bank ATM. And before we get into Jenna's That's What I Like, we found out what Viper is.
What is he?
Our pet bug in the studio.
Our bigger question is, where is he?
He's up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with me for my segment.
I see. Anna posted a picture or video of him on our Instagram page, at Kid Nation, if you want to follow along.
But what is Viper?
Viper is an ensign wasp.
One of our listeners recognized it.
Huh. Renita Gibson. She looked it up. Ensign wasp. And he's really good. We should keep him around in the office. And he's really healthy because they eat cockroach eggs.
Oh.
Well, so this is the spot to feast.
Yeah, right? So the ensign wasp will lay the eggs on top of the cockroach eggs, and then the larva will eat those cockroach eggs. So they're really beneficial to us. And Viper, although has the scary biting name, is not going to bite us or sting us.
Good.
Really?
He's our homie.
Okay. He can't sting.
Not humans.
That's good to know.
Not
capable of stinging or biting a human.
Oh, good.
There you go, Viper.
We're good. But cockroaches, beware.
Yeah, he's coming for you.
Good.
No word if he's related to Sign Girl. Al's ex-girlfriend. That's an ex-girlfriend.
Ensign Wasp.
Yeah.
Ensign Wasp.
That's what I like. All right. Took a minute.
I liked that, JC.
My jokes sometimes make you think.
Took a minute.
Sometimes they don't even hit it, but all good.
Hey.
Jenna, what are you into this week?
All right, well, I believe you've heard of this artist before, but he has a new album out today. It's Post Malone, and I was going through some of the tracks on the way to work this morning. Of course, some of them are explicit, and we are unable to play them. However, I came across a song that's not explicit, and it features Ozzy Osbourne and Travis Scott, and here's a clip of it.
Why don't you take what you want?
Travis Scott's on there for a moment later in the song.
Kind of.
Ozzy. Take What You Want is the name of that song, but Post, its new album's out today. We'll do more new music coming up later in the show.
Well, I have to go to Posty Fest this year.
Yes. He has a great voice. I mean, a lot of times you don't find rappers that can sing really well. He does. He has a great raspy voice.
He sounds different than everybody else, which makes it better, too.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. This is a really cool app that I think, I know men are not as into photos as women are. I'll just put that label out there. But there's a super cool app, and I don't know if Kelly or Anna, if you can speak to this, but when we go out and have events, whether it's a wedding or a vacation, whatever it is, we're constantly airdropping photos to each other because everyone wants all the photos. I go on a bachelorette party, and every girl's like, send me all the photos, send me all the photos. Well, there's an app for this that makes everything a heck of a lot easier, and it's called The Guest, and it was started by The Knot, which is the wedding website. But this gives you the ability to automatically get every photo taken, right? So you have the guests, you have this app, you invite, just like you would for photo sharing, you invite all the people in your phone that you want to be together. And from that moment on, once everyone's on here, every photo gets shared in real time. You don't have to select them, you don't have to drop them. I mean, that's just one cool feature. You can have unlimited amount of events on there, keep it really organized.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't have to upload and have all these separate camera apps. You can just get access to everyone's, they say wedding guests, by the way, take 2,000 photos on average.
Wow.
I think I'm on the low end of that, but that's a lot of pictures.
You mean combined, I guess, everybody at the wedding.
Yeah. Right. So 2,000 photos that I'm sure the bride and the groom and other people are going to want access to. So anyway, The Guest, really cool. Really cool app.
All right. Yeah, I like that.
Or just for a night out with you and your girlfriends when everyone's looking right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Guest. How great is that? Okay. Thank you, Kid Nation members, plural, for sending me this link because a while back I complained about how much I drink red wine and always have red wine on my mouth. Even when I brush my teeth, any red wine drinker knows. Al, I don't know if you can attest to that, but I'm just in a phase. It's the only thing I want to drink. I don't drink any other alcohol right now. Just red wine, even when it's hot outside. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. But yet, even brushing my teeth, I always have red wine in between the crack of my upper lip.
Oh.
Get your mind out of there. And so Kid Nation member recommended these wine wipes. It's just a little box of tiny makeup wipes, but they were only $8 on Amazon. You can keep them in your purse. Anyone that drinks red wine knows we hate. I will get photos back from being out to dinner with friends, and you have the gray teeth.
Uh-huh.
You just look terrible. You have that dark ring. Yeah, you just look terrible.
You've been partying.
I have a little wine mustache on my around the top of my lip.
You get it up top.
Oh yeah. Cause I just drink.
You let it hit your lip when you pour.
You get the red mustache.
Good thing you have that mustache.
All right, Al. Well, I got a pack for you. All right, wine wipes, which can be found on Amazon. And speaking of Amazon, a girl that I work with, she found us something really cool, this cool purse. It was $40, a purse that we want for fall. And I was like, where did you get this? And she goes, oh, it's from The Drop. I'm like, what's The Drop? She goes, you don't know about The Drop? I'm like, no. Amazon has unrolled this new, I guess, sub-site called The Drop, where they have influencers, micro-influencers, come out with collections, and they drop it. And right now, they have an influencer that has these bags and shirts, and everything's under $50. It's actually really cute. But then it'll go away, and then they'll come out with a new collaboration. So check it out. I love Amazon. I buy tons of stuff on Amazon all the time, so might as well.
The Drop?
The Drop. Yeah, it's cool.
Some good ones right there from Jenna today. All that will be listed at KidNation.com. We got Post Malone's new song with Ozzy Osbourne and Travis Scott. Take what you want. We'll give you some more from Post here coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, The Guest. So you can post all the pictures you want at the wedding, and everybody gets it in real time as long as you're in the group. You also got the wine wipes in case you get that the red.
It's
and the
just more and special the, group of people.
And the lip crack. crack. And then The Drop. Check out The Drop if you want to get some cool stuff like purses and whatever your favorite influencers drop.
All right,
good stuff, Jenna. Jenna's going to be back with it again next week. And coming up next, she should be calling the show. Camila Cabello is going to be calling us. She's got a new song.
Right now I'm shameless.
And that's the name of it, Shameless. So we'll catch up with Camila Cabello here. Hopefully she'll be calling up soon. And we'll catch you up with all that's going on in the music world with New Music Friday next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Friday means there's some new music that came out, and we're all excited about it because one of the artists is actually going to be calling us here in a couple of minutes. Camila Cabello, of course. That's what I'm talking about. She's going through airport security right now.
What is she TSA pre-check?
We can ask her, Big Al. She should be calling after she gets through. Now, her people called about a minute ago to let us know what's happening, so we'll be able to tell how fast she goes through security. And then we can ask her if she's pre-checking all that good stuff. But speaking of Camila, she does have two songs out today for everybody to enjoy. Here's one of them. It's called Shameless.
Right now I'm shameless. Screaming my lungs out for you. Not afraid to face it.
here if you want to check it out. And she has a bunch of Camila lookalikes in it.
Greatness.
Little, I like this song.
A little bit dark and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
That song right there from Camila is called Shameless. She also has another song, and it's called Liar. But there's a little bit of Cuban vibes in the song and some reggae.
Yeah.
So it's a cool mix of those two. Yeah, a little Caribbean going on with that with this song. It's called Liar from Camila Cabello.
Lots of flavor.
Yeah. No video for this one yet, so we can also ask her when is that video coming out?
Wait for the audition.
Has anybody been in a music video?
No, and we should be.
I was in that Afro's music video. Well,
yeah, Al said he was, but we didn't see him.
He didn't
we looked
see
it
me,
up.
But I was there on set.
Yeah, I've never been in a music video.
I would just have a problem because, you know, watching Camila, she's so sexy and does these things, sexy moves on the floor, writhing. I would have a problem letting go like that with camera crews around and the makeup people judging every movement. Me trying to writhe around looking sexy. Oh, that might be
Kelly,
awkward.
You did the kitty cat dolls video.
Oh, yeah. That was hard.
Yeah.
That was so hard.
And you pulled it off.
And you did the strut.
We did a lot of walking because we could not fulfill the
writhing around.
The writhing around, yeah.
As well as they wanted. So we did a lot of walking in that video.
Look up kitty cat dolls on YouTube and check out Kelly Raspberry.
It's K-I-D-D-Y for kid.
To get after it.
Kitty cat.
And then we'll audition. We'll send that as an audition to Camila's people for the video. Jenna, do you have an audition video you want us to send in?
No.
No?
Weezy has filmed many sexy videos.
I know, but we want to be in, like, as a show. Al and I, as dudes, our job is just to stand there.
Right.
And kind of bob our head a little bit, like, that's the guy's job in a music video.
Maybe Blake will put me in a video. I wonder, I can't ask.
Who was it that asked me to be in their music video and then their manager shot it down when we were on...
Florida.
We met in the gym and he asked me to be in his music video and his manager was like, no. You look too old.
Aww.
I was like, how... I mean, I wasn't that old.
Jenna was like 26.
Oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, 26 is too old?
Maybe you were having a bad day.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? To ask her if we could be in her new music video, because this one's not out there. Camila Cabello, how are you?
Hello. I am fantastic now that I hear you playing that song.
Oh, we already played Shameless, too, so we've been rocking all Camila all morning. You know?
Wow, thanks, guys.
How's the
really
airport?
Really nice.
I was wondering if you're TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
The airport is the airport. I am TSA pre-check, thanks the Lord.
Good.
I cannot take my shoes off this early. I would cry.
Okay. So where are you traveling to, Camila?
I'm traveling to somewhere that I can't say.
Okay, we like secrets here on the show.
I love her because when she goes through the TSA and all those lines, you do a little fashion show for the paparazzi. I think that is fabulous. You know what? They're going to take your picture anyway. You might as well work it, right?
Yeah.
Might as well.
I love that.
How do you catch all the paparazzi? Because you always know where they're at. It's pretty obvious with the cameras.
It's pretty obvious. They're like, hey, look
over
here.
We're not accustomed.
Yeah.
We don't have to deal with that.
Might as well just smile on it. Hey, I saw on your Instagram yesterday you were teasing that we're going to get a manifesto with this new album coming out.
A manifesto?
Yeah.
Well, no. I was saying, like, in the beginning when I was writing the album, I wrote a manifesto that I'll probably share when the album comes out.
Okay.
But it was more so, like, for me and for the producers that I made the album with.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
You've been having a lot of, like, these really deep moments. I think when you turned, I want to say the right age, 25, you did the 25 things you'd learned in life.
She's 22.
22. It was like 20, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like you've been taking a lot of time at such a young age to be really introspective.
I'm too introspective.
Oh, the airport.
Because everything is like that for me. Everything is like, feels really... deep.
Yeah. And, you know, I've met girls. I went to a football game, and I saw some high school girls, and they were talking about you. They found out I work on the radio, and they said they're big fans of you. And they started meditating because of you.
Meditate.
High school girls are meditating because you do meditation every morning, right?
Oh, my God. That is, like, one of the coolest things I've ever heard. That is so cool.
That is how I found out you do that because of them.
I do it, like, a few times a day, honestly, because I think that with my levels of, like, I don't know, I just used to be very anxious, and it just really helps me.
Yeah.
Breathing really helps me.
You know,
yeah.
And because Justin Bieber just had that post, and he kind of gave us an insight on what you guys deal with and how you go on stage and you get all this adrenaline and then you get off stage and it's just, it's over and then you just have to deal with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really struggled with that as much. Like, I definitely have, it's a lot of adrenaline for sure.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I do love performing. I think the only thing that's bad about when you're done performing, sometimes you just, like, can't sleep because of the adrenaline.
Yeah, you probably have about 6 hours of, like, I just want to keep dancing and having fun.
Yeah, totally. Your body is, like, on a high.
So you're going to be doing Saturday Night Live on October 12th, which is really cool, Camila Cabello. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Do they give the option as a musical guest, would you like to be in one of the skits? Do they ask you that?
Oh, I would love that.
You need to put that out in the universe.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Camila Cabello wants to do skits.
I'm putting that out right now. Honestly, that would be, like, my dream. Because I just feel like, I don't know, I just like doing that stuff. Like, I have a lot of fun, like, acting and being an idiot. So it would be so fun to do that.
Who's hosting that night?
David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Oh, we love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be awful if you got a flat tire on the way to Saturday Night Live and then come to the host.
Put that out there in the universe.
No.
More excited about Saturday Night Live or being Group One?
Oh, my gosh.
Probably.
Wait, sorry. Say that again.
No, that's okay.
That's sorry. It's still the question.
It was a weird question. And I know you got to travel, Camila. You probably got to get on your plane. But your album Romance, when's that going to drop, Camila?
Definitely before the end of the year. I don't have a specific date, but definitely before the end of the year.
All right. Well, for now, we can just enjoy Shameless and Liar,
which I'm sure she'll be performing on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I'm sure she will, right, Camila?
Maybe.
Hey, she can't tell us yet. But, Camila, safe travels. Thank you for calling in. Go check out the video for Shameless 2, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Camila?
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.
That's tough for her to squeeze that in. I know there's a lot
She's
of chaos.
Traveling, man. That's crazy.
Right.
That's a lot of chaos in the morning.
And you could tell people are noticing her and recognizing her. And
her people are pulling her like, come on.
Keep walking, Camila.
Speaking of David Harbour, I just saw a little blurb. You know that British singer Lily Allen?
Yeah.
That they're dating.
Really?
Oh, really?
I saw that, like a little blurb.
Really?
Such an odd combo, right?
I don't know. He just strikes me as the cool guy that can...
I agree.
Anybody that he dates, I think he'd be a good fit.
It's just odd. I mean, out of everybody in the world, Lily Allen. It's just so random.
Lily Allen. We haven't had music from her in a while.
90% of the people listening right now don't know who I'm talking about.
For him. He's still got the beard, though. Rocking it strong.
I don't know.
I saw it on his Instagram. All right, let's continue with the new music, though.
All right.
Talking to Camila, because Post Malone also has a new album out. It's called Hollywood's Bleeding. Here's one of the tracks. It's called Saint Tropez.
Such a long time. I've been waiting for a long time. Such a long time. I've been waiting for a long time. Such a long time. I'm in Saint-Tropez, I had a check wrist. I just bought my girl.
Saint-Tropez is one of those places that, why can't we just say Saint-Tropez the way it's written?
Well, because in French, Saint is pronounced Saint.
Saint. Saint. Saint. Saint.
Saint. Saint.
Saint. Like 50 Cent?
Saint.
So it's not even Saint?
No, it's Saint-Tropez, yeah.
France? Y'all need to get with it, man. Don't give me words.
Coming from what, the Spanish speaker?
Right. Well, the way we write stuff in Spanish is the way it's pronounced, right?
Yeah, a lot of silent letters there.
A lot of silent language, man. It's tough.
Enfant,
letters, I mean.
Yeah.
Here's another one from his album, this time with DaBaby. This one's called Enemies.
Used to have friends, now I got enemies. Ooh. Used to keep them close, now they dead to me. Used to have friends, now I got enemies. Ooh. Enemies, it's so sad. I said I would never get this far. Think that we don't see who you are. Laughing through the bank like ha ha ha. I said I'm just talking so much blah blah blah. So where did y'all go? Now it broke. Couldn't even write strokes. Now your mama needs tickets to my stadium show. She love it when she hear me on the radio.
So cool.
Can I just say, I don't think I've ever heard a Post Malone song that I didn't like.
Really? Yeah.
At this point.
Because I even went back and listened to his earlier, yeah, like before Beer Bongs and Bentley, when he was just dropping songs, and I even liked those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, what was his first one that got big? White Iverson?
Yeah.
That one's pretty good, too.
So I like when he leans rock.
Mm-hmm. When he puts a little, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he can do any.
Yeah.
Country, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard him singing some Christmas stuff.
Really?
Like when he was way younger, too.
I bet I like that, too.
Yeah, you probably would like it, too. All right, Louis Tomlinson. All right, 1D fans. Maybe the band's not together right now, but Louis's dropping a new song for us. It's called Kill My Mind.
You kill my mind.
Powers soundtrack.
Yeah,
you know what it sounds like? That Madonna thing she
like
did?
If the Beatles were today, updated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good vibe from Louis Tomlinson. Also, Kelly, you're going to be loving this one right here. Your boys,
I am.
The Backstreet Boys
what
got
are they
together.
Doing?
Steve Aoki said, hey guys, why don't you come record this song with me? And it's called Carry Me Away. No, it's not. That's John Mayer. Let it be me.
If you're going to hurt someone, then let it be me. If you're going to break my heart, I'm ready to bleed. Even if it kills me, oh, I'm begging you, please. If you're going to hurt someone, then let it be me. Oh, let it be me.
Vegas.
Yeah.
All weekend long. Steve Aoki with the Backstreet Boys. And here's John Mayer's new song, Carry Me Away.
Let me live on the wilder side of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Carry me away. Carry me away.
And that's the one you put on after the day, Big Al.
Yeah, get a glass of wine.
Make sure you got those wine wipes that Jenna was talking about.
Made some chocolate cheesecake.
Wine wipes.
A couple of strawberries. Yeah.
Excuse me, John, let me use my wine wipe.
Some good music out today. All right, got Camila Cabello, Post Malone, Louis Tomlinson, Backstreet Boys, John Mayer, Blink 182 also has a song. We didn't get to that one time around.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. JC, the manliest man.
I let out a nice little belch.
Gross. Because
that's what dudes do.
That talks a little fancy.
And I just basically got to sit down with this artist who's blossoming before our eyes.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Blossoming.
I hear a lot of people describe artists as blossoming.
Really?
I would feel happy if somebody said, JC, you are blossoming.
You're the first and only person that I've heard describe an artist as blossoming.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, glad. Glad to be that person.
Reserved for flowers.
Yeah.
Why can't humans blossom?
We can. We do.
Yeah. Don't they say girls blossom in high school or something?
Yeah. When they're
a blossoming bosom.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
Yes.
I thought it just had to do with personality and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Hope my bosom is blossoming.
Oh, yay! It's time to find out.
So, finally.
This is a bet that's been going on for months.
Yeah, it has.
Like,
it wasn't quite the year build-up, but...
No, it wasn't a year build-up, but I would say it was probably maybe half a year build-up.
Yeah.
Close to, at least. Big Al Mack claiming he could bench 225 pounds.
this is a bar with two 45s on each side, right?
Yes. Right. Yeah. So if you go to the gym and you see that bench and you see
the big weight, the biggest weight.
Yeah, the biggest weight. You see the bar that weighs 45 pounds, and then you add two 45 pound plates on each side. That equals 225.
Two and a quarter.
And when you're a dude growing up, that's usually your goal. When you're in high school and you can bench 225,
that's the number.
You made it.
Okay.
You know, you feel happy about yourself because it looks cool and you feel happy. So, Big Al Mac, after not lifting for years, probably.
I hadn't lifted in a long time. Seriously, I hadn't lifted like real weight in a long time.
We're having dude conversation in here. And
yeah, and I'm looking at JC. You know, I'm a dude too. I got dad strength.
Yeah,
and,
you do.
And JC, like, you know, and I know you work out every day, so it's not impressive that JC can do 225.
Right.
Me, on the other hand, 225 is questionable at best. So
very questionable.
It's very questionable. Now, back in the day when I did try out for the Cowboys and I did try to be a firefighter and all this kind of stuff, I was working out all the time and I was pushing 225, even more.
How long ago?
I probably topped out at maybe 315, 325.
When I first started working here, Big Al Mac was in really good shape. So I'd say like 10 years ago.
A decade.
Yeah, like 10 years ago when he was in the gym all the time lifting weights, he was.
Yeah, I was.
I would have been 100%. Yeah, Al could. He could do it.
Yeah.
But no guy in the office believed Al could.
No.
I was really amazed and somewhat disappointed when I found out the line of employees that had bet against me in this.
Wow. Okay. So all the guys, because this is something I guess every guy's probably tried. I've never tried to bench 225. I couldn't do it. But
why would you?
Most of the guys in the office said no way.
Most, yes. In fact, I think all of them except for me.
Wow.
So I got to the gym. Nick and I got to the gym. We're making a little bit of small talk while waiting on JC with a guy and a girl that actually were at the gym. Okay.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
You know it's my chick, right?
What?
You don't need a spotter?
What'd you say?
You need a spot?
Not anymore. I could have used it earlier.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm Big Al with Kid Credit Show. How you doing?
No way.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing good. What's your name?
Big Al.
Yes. What is it?
Cameron.
Yes. Cameron. Cruz, my man. How you doing? I think somebody was looking for you back over here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Trying to get him away from the girls.
Yeah, trying. He's not falling for it.
Well, I work out. I kind of do it like an all-day workout. Like, I get my steps in when I'm walking. Walking to get a burger. Oh, really? Are you married? Oh, cool.
That's what I said. That's why.
Cool. My man. My man. All right. Yes.
I like that he had to throw in that my wife.
Yeah.
Let you know that that's my wife.
So you can follow along. We're showing videos on KidTV.com. This amazingly hot girl. Turns out she's like the trainer of the trainers at the gym.
The head trainer?
She's the head trainer.
Master trainer?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm trying my best to half bit, half flirt with Cameron. And, you know, I'm just... I got no game. Yeah.
So where do I need the most work right now, you think?
She pointed my stomach.
This thing? I'm trying to do that.
That's okay.
I'm trying to do that. Spanx? Man Spanx.
Yeah.
I could use some man Spanx.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, it's good talking to you. Okay. Take care. If you want to call me or something, you can.
Okay.
If you'd like to.
Okay. I'll look you up on Google.
Okay. She's going to look me up on Google.
Yeah,
she said she's going to look me up on Google.
That's a nice way to turn you down.
Yeah.
You up on Google.
The girl just walked away.
By the way, if she does look you up on Google, the first image that will pop up is me and you in a sleeping bag.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully that's changed.
Google image.
Or that, or when Al and I were rubbing oil on each other.
Oh, my.
So 30 minutes go by, and we're still waiting on JC to get there.
Well, first of all, I don't
what
say that.
What are you doing?
Working.
Whatever.
What's more important?
Right?
The Hollywood Five, my weekend show that you should be tuning into every single weekend.
Why'd I leave so early then?
So, well, Nick and I did another segment, a video that we're doing for something else. So we're just at the gym, you know, and I'm in my element. I'm in a gym. So, but we make other small talk while we're waiting on JC.
Oh, God.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah.
Good to see you. Zeke got that money yesterday, man.
Hi, Donna.
50 mil guaranteed.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Our boss, George, is in the art. How long you been working out here? Back in the day, I could do 315. I still got a little something, something. Got chicken fried barbecue ribs now. You know, that's a whole nother level, you know. Barbecue ribs. Yeah, man. Home construction. Go on in, girl. You got the tool belt and all that? All right, but I'll holler at you before I leave. JC walking in here now. How you doing, brother?
He's going to bench press.
He is. What are you benching?
He's going to try 225. What do you say? He can't do it.
What do you think?
It's all about technique. Do you think I can do it?
Sure.
Now, if you didn't hear that, it was kind of
all
difficult
to hear.
Technique. I asked this guy, a gentleman standing there that had been apparently working out every day since he was born.
He was lifting three plates on each
he
side.
He was lifting three plates. 325. He went up to 325.
Yeah, he did.
And so I asked, I said, "Could you think I can do 225? He goes, it's all about technique. JC said, do you think I can do 225? He goes, yep.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
And with this hero there, we could finally get to the lifting.
Right, right.
So somebody would have to lift the weight off of Big Al Mac.
Right, so it's kind of why we're waiting on JC, because Nick is trying to video and stuff.
And Nick ain't going to be able to. Nick, I love
you. Why you got to go at Nick?
Right.
He might be able to.
Right, right, right.
He's not out here claiming he can't either.
No, but Nick's a dad now, so he probably has dad strength.
Right, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So came time to do the do. Here we go.
Two plates on each side, 225 pounds.
I have to pee a little bit. I'm excited.
Here we go.
Like, I have that nervous pee for Al. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen to this, Jenna.
Here we go, right here.
225.
Here we go.
We do a warm-up.
Which consists of what? Windmills with his arms. And his button-down shirt. He's taking it so seriously.
Here we go.
He's
now.
A button down.
Yeah, we're not in workout gear.
No.
Nah.
Lift, huh? No lift.
He didn't want to lift on.
Didn't want to lift back. No. Nope.
You got it yourself.
So it's okay if you lift it up.
That's
okay.
Yeah, I can help him get it up.
He didn't want that.
No.
He got it up. He's got it down, and he's got
boom.
It up.
Boom.
One.
That's
two.
Enough.
Good for you, Al.
The kid still got it.
Woo!
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, my God.
Big Al Mac did it!
Wow, well done, Al. All the doubt.
Two times.
JC, did you lay down and did it after him?
No,
he didn't. He didn't. I know JC can do it.
JC does it all the time.
Yes, I know JC.
That's my Mondays. But I was like...
JC was stunned.
I was warming up, right? You put 135 pounds, he was warming up, and he did that pretty easily. And I was like, okay, maybe he got it. And then we put on 185 pounds, because you can't just
jump. Let him warm
up. Yeah, you have to.
And I did like two reps or three reps of each one.
He did two of 185, and at that point, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
I was like, ooh.
Because he struggled a little bit on that one.
Yeah.
But the moment he started going down, I was like,
hit my chest.
My man's got
that's,
it.
You know,
I can tell by the way he picked it up off the rack.
Yeah, he's
hit
like,
my chest.
Okay. I was like, we're in trouble here. Big Al Mac picked it up pretty easy, and he did not look scared when
so
I looked down at him.
So what do y'all lose?
Right?
I don't know.
Well, you didn't make...
They didn't make a reverse.
Oh, okay. Then nothing. That's on you, Al.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Bro, now everybody knows you're strong,
man
though.
Man strength, dog.
Yeah, Big Al Mac's the sexiest man in the office for today.
I hope you saw that, Cameron.
That's all he has to do is pick up something heavy and sexy.
All the ladies were looking at him. That girl gave him the
They're looking at him because he had on cargo shorts and a button down.
That's my workout gear.
Yeah, and that's what Big Al's workout
that's
for the year.
That's called Boo Boo Lemon.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.